John Anderson, ESPN, joining us live in WIXX, former Southwest grad. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I love Friday football. I'm ready to go. Let's play. The combine starts today. Let's go. The NFL combine. These kids need to get out there, high school. If you want to make it, let's go. You need to be lifting weights right now. Start doing push-ups.
Now, do you have to actually spend some time keeping an eye on that a little bit? Or not so
I do. Yeah, because people are concerned whether Johnny Manziel is going to be 5'11 and three quarters or 6 foot and a quarter, and there's a big difference apparently.
Yeah, what about his hand size, John? That's key to success for quarterback also, is it not?
Yep, and we got to be able to run fast enough because apparently if you just watch a guy play and win a Heisman and throw for 4,000 yards and run for two and make people look silly, that's not enough. You got to make sure he can bench press 225 pounds the appropriate number of times. Otherwise, we're just going to cast you off.
My favorite is the offensive linemen, these guys who are 350 pounds, and they make them run the 40-yard dash because that time is key to their success.
Right. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a guy on the offensive line run more than like 6 yards, you know, which isn't to demean their athletic ability, but the position generally doesn't call for that. Once in a while, they got to beat it down the field. But yeah, if you get old Biggin on the line and watch him, you know, tackle that 40 yards in 5.5 seconds, especially if they take the shirt off, you're like, there you go.
Yeah,
that's why America loves this game.
It produces the best visuals. You get some great jiggling from the O-linemen and that. And they always have to have a shirt off. It's great.
Yeah, I like it just because my old buddy here at ESPN, who's now, you know, the face of the NFL Network, Rich Eisen, I like when Rich, who fancies himself to some degree, you know, young, handsome, and athletic, can't actually outrun a guy who is 6'6", 365.
I love when they superimpose the ghosting of Rich and the other guy, and you see exactly right where it went wrong for Rich and when he got past. Brilliant.
Yeah, it just is awful. It's a bad idea. I mean, it's terrific television, and he plays it well, but I'm like, well, I'd like to get out of that. And now, that's sort of always the highlight of the week for him.
John Anderson, ESPN Sports Center, former Trojan, joining us live here in WIXX. Do you get back home now? You're coming this weekend. Let's talk about that first of all. It's a JDRF Celebrity Gala. It's happening tomorrow at the Radisson Paper Valley in Appleton. You'll be joined by Tom Crabtree from the Buccaneers, former Green Bay Packer, going to be there. Andrew Corliss will be there as well. Rachel Monick, Tom Milburn, and our very own Otis Day.
There you go.
Be there as well.
He knows it well.
Absolutely.
When you see Tom Crabtree, call him the Puma, John.
The Puma?
Call him the Puma. It'll go. It'll stick.
All right, I can start, you know, at least trying to, I don't think, obviously I'm not the lead on that, but I'll try to, you know, supplement the effort for sure.
Yeah. Just call him Puma, give him a little wink. What's up, Puma?
And I'm looking forward to Corliss because, and I guess, as you know, you work in the media long enough, everything comes across your desk, and there just becomes at some point a bit of a gallows humor that comes with it. And he had my favorite quote of the football season last year, really overlooked unless you're sort of follow the Packers after the Finley injury, right? It was, which is awful for Jermichael, but he's there and he's worried, right? He's been hit and he's got the concussion and the neck thing and he's on the ground and Corliss is the first guy to get to him. And as he recounted the story, Finley looks at him, he goes, "I can't move." And Corliss says, "Stay right there. I'll get the trainer." Which I just think is fascinating. And I get in the heat of the battle, and then everyone's being scared to death of what's happening, but I just thought that was great. I can't move. Good. Don't stay right there. Don't. Yeah.
I'll get help.
So, yeah, that's great. But and luckily, we can joke now and have poke fun because obviously everybody's on the road to recovery and not as serious as we had hoped. So I look forward to seeing him and telling him that story and then probably having to run for my life. But that's okay. I have two big brothers, so I'm really good at that.